Just curious. How many New Year's days do you think there have been? From the beginning of time, how many New Year's days do you think there have been? Augie, what do you think? 2017? Well, not quite from the beginning of time, I'm afraid. But 2017 years, you'd say from the birth of Jesus, but it's not actually quite accurate either. Close, but not quite there. Lily?
1,200?
Well, no, it's higher than what he said. It's higher. Anybody else? If you were going to guess, how many? Let me ask you this. What would the majority of scientists say? How many New Year's days have there been? Millions and millions and billions and billions, right? Biblically, how many New Year's days do you think there have been? 10,000 or less, maybe? That's what I would say personally on the Bible. And I know, in fairness to those scientists, in fairness to people who believe those scientists, I know that that would seem to contradict what the geological record and other scientific evidence gives as to the age of the universe and the age of the earth. But let me ask you this. Can science explain how Jesus Christ was resurrected?
No.
No, exactly. You got it right, Cisco. And I'm quoting 1 Corinthians 15:14 here. And if Christ has not been raised, then my preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain. Christ was raised, and your faith is not in vain. So let's go ahead and trust Scripture. Let's trust Scripture when it comes to the age of the universe, of the earth, of humanity. And you know, it is very difficult if you read all 66, especially the beginning where it goes through creation. But if you read all 66, it is difficult to believe that we have been around for millions or billions, or the universe has been. They wouldn't say humans. But that the universe has been around for millions or billions of years based on what's in these pages. However, regardless of how many New Year's days there have been, today we label as 2017. Mathematically, what's special about that number? Mathematically, what's special about the number 2017? It's a year. You think it's a prime number? Do you agree, Cisco? My math friend? Sure. Just go out on a limb, yes or no? You can ask somebody else. This is like, what's that show where you can call in somebody to help you with your question? I want to be a millionaire. Who wants to be a
millionaire?
Do you want to ask somebody else if it's a prime number? Is it a prime number?
Sure.
Yes, it's a prime number. Of course, that doesn't mean it's going to be a special year. But the mathematician in me likes that fact.
I think it's going to be the most fun year for me.
You think it's going to be the... I hope so. I hope it's the most fun and blessed year for everybody here. But to be honest, it probably won't be special overall. No worse than most. No better than most. But there are some truly monumental New Year's days that we're going to quickly talk about today. We're going to talk about four of them, and the first one we're going to talk about and look together at is described in Genesis 1:1-5. Genesis 1:1-5, and you can keep your fingers in your Bibles in Genesis for the next one too. Genesis 1:1-5. Are we there? Genesis 1:1-5. And I've said this before, Genesis 1:1 is the most read verse in the Bible. Do you know why? Because every time somebody says they're going to read through the Bible in 1 year, they read Genesis 1 at least. Right? In the beginning, God created the what?
Earth.
And? Earth. Right. The heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said,
let there be light.
Very good. Awesome. And there was
light.
And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first
what?
Day. You could say day one. Well, exactly. What's your version say?
It was day one.
It was day one. Does your version say in that part, and he did exactly that?
No.
No? Yeah. Well, reading on, one of the things I liked about the New International Reader's Version I read this morning, as he goes through the creation, sometimes it says, then he did it, something like, then he did exactly that. And I like that because that is our God. If he says he's going to do something, then he does exactly that. Nothing. Before God created, there was nothing.
Nothing in the world.
And you know what? When I was young, I could actually get a shiver up my back by pondering, if there is such thing as nothing, why do we exist? It's before I was a true believer. And I suspect, even now, if I focused on it, I could get that shiver again. It's kind of the mind goes to the void, and you realize just how illogical our being is. But before the first New Year's Day, before the very first New Year's Day, there was absolutely nothing. Yes, there was God. There was God. But God is something different than the something of this universe, this earth, that we are part of. From our perspective, before the first New Year's Day, there was absolutely nothing. And then God created. And by the end of the first day, what existed? Do you remember? We've got to be careful. This is not a scientific textbook, so you can't really check off lists the same way you would with something that says if you want to make water, take two hydrogens and one oxygen. You can't do that. But it appears that the heavens and the earth existed, along with water on the earth, and more specifically called out light and darkness. But what was missing from the first day? What was missing from the first day?
Sun.
People.
You're right. You got it, man. You can read my mind, can't you, Anthony? Anthony said, people, we were missing. On the first New Year's Day, we weren't there. Our very first parents weren't around for that amazing first New Year's Day. The New Year's Day created out of nothing. Humankind didn't enter the picture until day, do you know?
Six.
Very good. Very good. Which leads to the second New Year's Day we'll discuss by turning to Genesis 1, 26 through chapter 2, 1. So starting with verse 26 in chapter 1, we'll go to the first verse of chapter 2. Are we there? Okay. Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. I don't think your version talks about creeping things on the earth, does it?
Creatures that move along.
Creatures that, I like creeping better in this case. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of the earth and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth and to every kind and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. Maybe that's one of the first ones, and God did exactly that, I don't know. And God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was what?
Good.
It wasn't just good.
Very good.
This is the first time he says it was very good. It was very good. Once mankind came into the picture, he went from good to very good. But you're doing awesome, dude. You've read this before, haven't you? Good. That says something nice about his parents, by the way. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. Now, before we develop any conclusions about this first New Year's Day that we're going to talk about, about mankind's first New Year's Day. That's what we're talking about at this point. Let's get a bit more info about Adam and Eve's creation from Genesis 2. We're going to look at verses 15 through 24. Genesis 2, starting with verse 15 and wrapping up with 24. Are we there?
Yep.
Awesome. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of what?
Knowledge of good and evil."
Exactly. Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now out of the ground the Lord had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heaven and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. And while he slept, he took one of the ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, This at last is the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Now, I wanted to read that second set of verses in Genesis, because they make it appear that the first New Year's Day, from the perspective of humankind, the first New Year's Day with humans, our first New Year's Day, might have been missing something. Do you know what that was?
Eve. Well,
yes. No, you're right. It appears that Eve wasn't there. Dude, you should be up here preaching, I think. As a matter of fact, I think they'd rather hear you. And you have more hair. You're right. It was Eve. Now, I would say that the first New Year's Day for mankind was lonely, but God was there, wasn't he? Along with a whole bunch of animals and creeping things. However, remember in Scripture we just read that even God recognized it was not good that man should be alone. And then he created Eve. How long after the first New Year's Day for humankind was that? I can't tell you. As a matter of fact, it's not an exact narrative. It could have happened the same day. There are ways I could explain it and say it was the same day. But I can tell you this. I may not be able to tell you how long it was, but I can tell you this, that mankind has been blessed by the arrangement between a man and a woman that was initially instituted with the miraculous arrival of Eve. And I can tell you, I've personally been blessed by the arrangement between a man and a woman with Michelle, the wife that I do not deserve. One of my favorite songs is by Van Zandt. My favorite song by Van Zandt is called "That Scares Me." And one of the things, and this might touch you, Augustine, where it talks about all these things that don't scare him. I bet that he's going to lose a lot of money, skydiving, that kind of stuff. But somewhere within the song it says this: "How sad my life without my wife would be. Now that scares me." No truer words. That's one blessing from God that I never want him to take away. However, going from my sentimentality and back to what we're talking about, into the first New Year's Day for humankind, we know at least a few things about it. Adam might have been alone. God was done with creation. Remember when I read the first verse of chapter 2? God was done with creation on our first day. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was
good.
Very good. Exactly. The last point is extremely important. The first New Year's Day for mankind in a created universe, it was very good. Very good. Which brings us to the third New Year's Day we're going to talk about. We're going to ponder it. This one's after. This doesn't talk about it, but it's after what we're about to read in Genesis 3, verses 22 through 24. Genesis 3, 22 through 24. Keep telling you guys to keep your finger in there, and then I close my Bible and I have to start fresh. Then the Lord God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. Now lest he reach out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever." Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. He drove out the man, and at the east of the Garden of Eden he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Adam and Eve, before that, Adam and Eve chose the lies of a serpent over the perfect creation of God. And the consequence, in part, was that they should spend every other New Year's Day outside the paradise that was created for them in the Garden of Eden. Barred from it with an angel, by an angel with a flaming what?
Sword,
yeah. And you know, I imagine the first New Year's Day, I don't know if it was months later, days later, I imagine that the first New Year's Day after sin entered this world through our first parents was horrible. It'd be like a man who cheated on his wife, spending his wonderful wife, spending his first New Year's Day away from the woman that his stupidity lost. The occasion's not only filled with an unfillable loneliness, but is also a reminder of the sin and its consequences. Every year, as you celebrate, and you're outside the garden, or you're not with that person you've been unfaithful to, it's a reminder of what you have done and what the consequence is. A New Year's Day where they could no longer walk with God in the garden. A harsh, deserved divorce from the Most High for their adultery. Okay, we've made it through three of the four New Year's Days that I wanted to discuss. The first ever, where things were pretty sparse creation-wise, but at least we had light. The first for humankind, where everything was very good. I don't know who said it. I couldn't figure it out. It was very good. The first after sin entered this world, where our adultery separated us from God. And you know what? If that were to be the permanent state of all New Year's Days, then our state would be truly something to pity. But it isn't. It is not. Revelation 21. See, finally out of Genesis. From the first book of the Bible to the last book of the Bible. Revelation 21, 1 through 4, makes it clear that that is not the permanent state. So let's read that together. Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4. 21. And by the way, if there is any book in the Bible where it would be good if you just read it cover to cover first, Revelation is one of those books, or is that book. Taking it apart in pieces, you can get really messed up. Read it cover to cover first. Ready? 21, 1 through 4. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away." There will be another first New Year's Day, another first New Year's Day, one after the old heavens and earth have passed away and new ones have been created. And did you notice, by the way, what the arrival of the New Jerusalem was likened to?
No.
Does anybody else catch that? What was it likened to?
Like a bride.
Right. Like a bride to her husband. The church. The church that you are a member of is the bride of Christ. We are redeemed from our adultery by the blood of Christ. We are redeemed from our adultery by the blood of Christ. And because of that, after Jesus' return, the first New Year's Day will be one of pure joy. No more tears, no more death, no more mourning, nor crying, nor pain, for the former things have passed away. And everything will return to the state of humankind's first New Year's Day, walking with God in perfection. He who testifies to these things says, "Surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."